With all of this water paucity, how are people and businesses adjusting?
One of the things about a drought, it certainly brings different sectors of Colorado together. You know, normally it's the ranchers versus the recreationalist, but low water levels affect everybody across the board in that regard. Ranchers are selling cattle early because they don't have the hay to feed them. Hay is expected to get much more expensive this fall. And, you know, there are idle fly fishing guides in the sense that the Colorado Parks and Recreation is asking people not to fish after 2 p.m., and that's causing the outfitters who have a real high level of responsibility generally on the river not to fish after 2 p.m., so they're turning away business from people who do want to fish. And then, of course, you add on top of this, there are a lot of fires in the state, so it's hot and smoky and dry in Colorado in a lot of parts, and that's got to hurt tourism a little bit, although no one's come up with precise figures yet that I've seen. And then it's a hard luck year for the Animas River, which runs through the heart of Durango. Of course, the Animas River became famous for being turned yellow a few years back. Now it's being turned black by the ash runoff from the 416 fire. The monsoons have really come into southern Colorado a lot harder than they have here. And so now there's ash and debris running into the rivers off of that big fire.
What did water managers say about Lake Powell, Lake Mead, and the Compact?
Well, let's just look at Lake Powell. Lake Powell is at about 50% full. And there's a real concern that if we get three of these types of dry years in a row, say, that levels in Lake Powell will drop so far that they can no longer spin the turbines in the hydropower plant at Glen Canyon Dam. And that below that, Glen Canyon Dam actually has difficulty releasing enough water over time to meet the compact call obligations. So there's a real focused effort in the upper basin states in trying to figure out how they can get 1 to 2 million acre feet of water into, which is a huge amount of water, into Lake Powell to try and bolster the levels in the lake. And then on a more closer to home level, if you will, the reservoirs around Colorado this year went into this dry year in pretty good shape. Most of them were pretty full. And what was made clear at these recent water meetings, a number of people said, you know, we're doing okay despite how dry it is this year in meeting water demands because our reservoirs were pretty full going into the season. But if we don't get a wet fall or it doesn't snow a lot this winter, next year is going to be really hard because we'll be going into another dry year potentially without water in these reservoirs. And that makes people very nervous. That's not quite playing out yet in Colorado. It is kind of playing out in Lake Powell, but in a more slow motion train wreck fashion.
Can you be specific about that slow motion train wreck fashion?
Lake Powell was last full in 2000, basically. And it's been more or less dropping ever since. We've had some up years, but the trend line has been down since 2000. It's not like Lake Powell is going to not continue to produce power tomorrow, but there's people who say, you know, 2 or 3 years and we could drain the thing. So that's pretty startling to hear. So there's a lot of urgency among water managers to figure out, okay, can we set up what's called a demand management program, a voluntary, temporary, compensated program to pay ranchers and farmers to use less water so we can send it down the river to Lake Powell? It's an incredibly hard thing to do from a legal standpoint and a regulatory standpoint. It makes ag very nervous to do that. But there's a lot of water managers keeping an eye on Lake Powell who are losing sleep.
When you left these meetings, when they were over, how did you feel? What were you thinking?
This was an interesting story to write because it was a collection of these various comments made, and I did try and ask myself, okay, are you overplaying this? Don't over-report this. There was very little good news, but you know, don't try and scare people. But even if in an understated fashion, if you will, reporting this stuff, it's pretty eye-opening what's happening. There's a lot of things happening and not many of them good.
Well, Brent Gardner-Smith, thanks so much for your water reporting, and thanks for joining me.
You bet. Happy to do it.